This is Dr. Kim Duramo from drkimd.com and the American Institute of Mind Body Medicine. And this audio is Why Being Positive Won't Heal Your Body. Now, for so many of us, we've heard the power of positive thinking. There's even scientific research to show that being optimistic or thinking more quote unquote positive thoughts will heal your body, will heal your life, will help you create more energy, more vitality, and even change your life circumstances. There are dozens upon dozens of number one best-selling books on this subject. Norman Vincent Peale, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, wrote The Power of Positive Thinking. And other authors like James Allen, Napoleon Hill, and even Rhonda Burns with The Secret and the movie The Secret was all sort of interpreted to be the idea that we need to think positively, that thinking positively will heal your body and change your life. And it isn't that it's not completely true. It's just that the way it's been interpreted can actually make it so that positive thinking can actually make you sick. The harder you try to be positive, to think positive, to force yourself not to have any negative thoughts, it actually creates tension in your body and can put you into the stress, fight, or flight response that you're trying to reverse. So I've had a lot of patients and clients come to me and say, I know I should do affirmations and think positive and be positive, but I'm having such a hard time with this. And the reason is because they misunderstand what positive thinking really is. Whenever we judge something as positive or negative, we immediately limit it. We can judge our thoughts, we can judge our actions, we can judge the outcomes of our life. And this will immediately put us into the duality of good and bad, positive and negative, right and wrong. And that judgment is exactly what creates the chaos, drama, and illness in your life. What I have helped people to do instead of trying to think positive and trying to be positive, is to simply tell themselves the truth. Now, some truths that you're thinking are not exactly harmonious. Truths like money doesn't grow on trees, or truths like I have to work hard in order to make ends meet. Truths like my doctor told me I'll never get better. These are absolutely harmful if you embrace these thoughts. But when you try to be positive, even though you hold these thoughts, that's where we can get into trouble. So I'm going to teach you a powerful tool and technique to neutralize those negative thoughts. No thoughts or energy is actually negative. And when we create it as if it is, then we have to fight hard to get rid of it because we believe it's going to destroy us or affect us negatively. In fact, I had this one patient who was trying so hard to be positive. She'd do these affirmations over and over and over. But what I helped her see was that the reason she was going about this with such intensity was because underneath it, she believed it wouldn't work. She believed she was bad. She believed she was limited. All we need to do is neutralize that underlying belief. And now there's no trouble at all with embracing the positive. It's not a struggle. It's not a trial. It's not more work that you need to do. So let's just start with the truth. And we're going to use a tool by expanding your consciousness to help you get into a different brain state relative to those quote-unquote negative thoughts. So I want you to put your hand right over your heart and slow your breathing. Take a big deep breath and bring your awareness all the way down to your pelvis. Breathe slowly and deeply all the way down into your pelvis. Take a big deep breath and let it go. Good, and two more breaths like that. Breathing in joy, breathing in ease, and breathing out stress, breathing out trying. Good, and lastly, breathing in empowerment. Just imagine the idea, the essence of empowerment coming into all of your cells with your breath. Good, and now breathing out any negative ideas, negative those negative ideas could even hurt you. Just breathing all of that resistance out. Shh. Breathe out the idea of negativity. Just let it go. Okay, so with your hand on your heart, I want you to repeat after me. I'm trying hard to be positive. And it's time for me to release trying. Good. Now the next breath. I'm afraid my negative thoughts will hurt me. Good. And they are hurting me. So I'm trying so hard to change them. Good. And then one more. I know I should be more positive. Good. And just keep repeating after me. And even this idea is something I'm ready to release. Okay, good. Now I want you to slow your breathing as you listen to these words. Keep your hand on your heart and just say them inside yourself. This doesn't need to be so difficult. I don't have to try to be positive. All that I am is serving me. When I embrace all that I am, my life comes into harmony. I release the idea that negativity can harm me. I release the idea that I need to run and fight. I release all judgment. I release the things I think are bad, and I release the things I think are good. All is well. I can embrace my positive and my negative thoughts. There's no need for me to try. There's nothing for me to struggle against. I am divine and whole. Okay, good. Now I want you to bring your awareness, and I want you to take it out beyond the space of your body. Just take a few slow, deep breaths. And feeling your body, you can feel it physically, move your shoulders around. Bring your awareness to feel your body, and now just imagine feeling the space around your body, releasing the idea that you can't or you don't know how. You're just bringing new information into your nervous system. So if at first you don't feel anything, it's fine. Keep intending, feeling the space around your body. And then keeping your eyes closed, breathe slowly, expand that. Feel the space beyond the whole room you're in. And then feel the space beyond the building or the home that you're in. Keep expanding as you bring your awareness to what you feel. Feel the space beyond the whole area you're in or the town that you're in. And then keep going all the way. Miles and miles and miles and miles out. If you're in a state, feel the area beyond the state. Feel the area beyond the country you're in. Feel the area beyond the continent. And now feel the area beyond the whole planet. And then just keep imagining. Your imagination is your most powerful mental faculty for self-healing, for transforming your life. Keep imagining your awareness going out even beyond the planet, beyond the solar system, beyond the galaxy, beyond the universe, beyond all that is. And just breathe slowly and allow this. Good. And as you expand your awareness out, you become aware that you are a universal being, that your true self goes beyond your body. And it's okay to become aware of this. And then looking back down on your small self on Earth, your physical, mental, emotional self, your identity, the roles you've played, the past memories, your upbringing, and all of that, ask yourself right now if you would be willing on every level to delete all of the programs, patterns, memories, identities, judgments that have been standing in the way of you using your power. Good. And then would you now choose to delete all that is, everything standing in the way of you using your power? And you can shout out a yes if it feels like a yes. Good. Take another deep breath. And as this expanded self, feeling this space, just take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness there to allow it to bring stillness to your body. Allow this expanded space to bring release to your judgments. Allow it to dissolve your conclusions. So that instead of experiencing the world of polarity, good and bad, right and wrong, positive and negative, you can experience the neutrality of unity consciousness. Keep your awareness at this expanded space, knowing this is the truth of who you are, and allow everything that's been limiting you physically, mentally, emotionally, in your life, in your body, in your cells, to dissolve completely and fully, knowing you can use your power this way at any time. Taking a big, slow, deep breath. And lastly, seeing those ideas of positive and negative dissolve before your eyes. They're just ideas. They're just judgments. They're learned patterns that have been stored in your brain. Would you be willing to release them, delete them, uncreate them, and allow them to dissolve completely? Simply by intending, and you can shout out a yes, you will allow this to begin. So would you now delete and uncreate everything that has had to do with your judgments, limiting beliefs, fears, and the idea of positive and negative that have held you back? And shout out a yes. Good. Take a big deep breath. Good. And now would you delete and uncreate everything where you're not able to understand how this works, and so you won't embrace it? And whatever that is, would you delete and uncreate now? Shout out a yes if it's a yes. Good. Take a big deep breath. And all the ways where you've made so many conclusions in fear that you won't be able to integrate this fully and completely, would you delete and uncreate that? Good. All of your past patterns that have shown you that you are a limited being, that you do live in a world of polarity, that you must abide by the laws of duality, and whatever all of that is, would you delete and uncreate that? Good. Take a big deep breath. Okay, and anything in the way of you allowing this full integration into unity consciousness, experiencing your divine self, owning and having freedom to use your power for your own benefit and for the benefit of the world, anything that's in the way of that, would you delete and uncreate that? Good. Take a deep breath. And now I'll ask you, anything in the way of your embracing that you are so powerful, you can instantly neutralize all limiting beliefs, ideas, behaviors, memories, physical, mental, or emotional limitations, anything in the way of your knowing and choosing to do that in every moment here forward, would you delete and uncreate whatever that is? Good. Take another deep breath and exhale. Now, the intention is not only to embrace what's positive, but to embrace all that is with such vigor and such power that everything in your experience will serve and contribute to you healing, living in vitality, living in fulfillment, and creating a beautiful world on all levels. This is Dr. Kim DeRamo, and this has been your audio to release the idea that you have to think positive and to embrace the truth of your infinite power.